So are blindfolds going to be a new thing for us? I reached up and touched the one Brooks had placed on me when he'd picked me up for what I thought was our Valentine's Day date. Brooks chuckled while leading me out in the cold to who knows where. His arm was firmly placed around me so I wouldn't fall and kill myself, which would have been a tragedy, considering I had just had the best 7 months of my life. I guessed at least I would die happy. You didn't answer me. Now I'm worried this is the beginning of some slasher movie. Me in an evening gown, traipsing through what feels like grass, while my lover leads me on to my death. On Valentine's Day, no less.
Was that a plotline in General Hospital?
I had to think about it. Possibly. You still didn't answer my question.
I thought you trusted me.
I do, which is why I'm worried. It isn't like you to dress me all up and blindfold me.
Perhaps I'm more fun than you think.
Oh, honey, no one would ever accuse you of being fun, I teased him. He stopped and nuzzled my ear before whispering,
You seem to always have fun when we're together.
The chill of the night had nothing on the goosebumps he could produce.
I do, I stuttered. Plan on more tonight.
Maybe he wasn't fun, but holy crow, was he sexy. We carried on, wherever on was. My ears perked up. If I wasn't mistaken, and I knew I wasn't because I would know that voice anywhere, I heard Affair of the Heart playing in the evening breeze. Where are we?
We're almost there.
The music got louder the more we walked. It was nothing like seeing Rick in concert, especially up close from the first row, with my man holding me while Rick serenaded us. But this wasn't bad at all. In fact, this was perfect, even though I had no idea what we were doing. Anytime I was with Brooks, I was in my happy place.
I'm going to let you go so I can pull out your chair.
Okay. I stood still, waiting for him to come back before he helped me to my seat. Brooks kissed my cheek once I was seated.
Happy Valentine's Day, Grace.
He whipped off my blindfold.
Grace,
he spoke low,
I want to be your man forever.
He reached into his pocket and pulled out a little blue box, like Tiffany blue, my favorite blue. He carefully opened the lid with shaky hands to reveal a stunning, round, brilliant diamond with a platinum band.
Grace, will you marry me?
Are you sure? I know how you feel about marriage.
Grace, if there is one thing in my life I'm sure of, it's that you and I are meant to be together. Will you be my wife and the mother of my children?
I gazed into the face I loved and recognized more than any other in the world. The answer was easy. Yes. A million times, yes.